The state Senate and Assembly will release their One House budgets this week as the March 31st deadline for the state's annual spending plan draws near. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, they've already given some hints of what the plans will include.
Senate Republicans are rejecting, for now, Governor Cuomo's extension of a tax on millionaires. They say they are also against pretty much all of the other taxes and fees in the governor's budget, including a proposed new tax on internet purchases, a surcharge on prepaid cell phones, and higher fees at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Assembly Democrats, meanwhile, are expected to call for more taxes on the wealthy than the governor has proposed. They want new, higher tax brackets for those making over $5 million and $10 million, with an even higher rate for those making more than $100 million a year. The Democrats say the money can be used, among other things, to double the increase that Cuomo has proposed to schools, to just over $2 billion extra dollars. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, speaking before the plan was formally released, says the Assembly's budget will reflect the Democrats' priorities.
Education aid, college affordability is covered in there. We want to make sure there's clean drinking water throughout the state, transportation funding for the city and then outside of the city of New York. So the things that we always push for, I'd say it's no different. It's just, you know, the lyrics of the song may just be a little different.
The One House budgets are viewed more as political statements from the two parties, more than actual policy. Most years, the two houses, as well as the governor, make a number of compromises before a final budget is approved. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.